There's another growing source of tension between the U.S. and China, TikTok. In case you don't know, TikTok is a wildly popular app to post short videos. It's owned by a Chinese company, and critics say it's being censored. Not just things posted in China, content posted anywhere. Critics point to one recent post here in the U.S. that got taken down. It's a video that begins with some beauty tips, but you also get something extra. Here's the world's Lydia Emanalidou.
This video starts out like any other beauty tutorial you'd find online.
Hi guys, I'm going to teach you guys how to get long lashes.
The 17-year-old who made this TikTok, her name is Feroza Aziz, and she recorded it where she lives in New Jersey. She sits close to the camera, facing it. She has long, dark hair draped over one of her shoulders. She's wearing a black shirt, sporting a baby blue scrunchie around her right wrist, and she's holding a pink eyelash curler up to her face.
So the first thing you need to do is grab your lash curler, curl your lashes, obviously.
And then Feroza's tone changes, and the video takes a turn. She tells people watching to put down their eyelash curlers.
And use your phone that you're using right now to search up what's happening in China.
What's happening in China is a brutal government crackdown on Muslims in the country, mainly ethnic Uyghurs. The Chinese government is accused of rounding up as many as 1 million people over the past 3 years, locking them up in internment camps and prisons across the remote province of Xinjiang in northwest China.
Separating their families from each other, kidnapping them, murdering them, raping them, forcing them to eat pork, forcing them to drink.
The Chinese government denies all of this. Feroza, who's a high school junior, told me over the phone that she found out about what's going on in Xinjiang through social media.
And I thought, this cannot be true. This China can't be doing this to their own people. And I searched up, and sure enough, they are. It's been confirmed by the UN. It broke my heart. And as a Muslim growing up in America, as an Afghan, I thought, it's my duty, it's my job to speak about this and to spread awareness.
So last weekend, she took to TikTok. Now, she didn't have a huge following. She wasn't well known. But she thought maybe if she made the video look like a beauty tutorial, it'd get more views. It was bait and switch, basically. And it worked.
On Sunday, I woke up to a million views on there. And I was like, wow, I need to create two more videos on this issue because there's a lot of questions regarding what's happening. So I created that. And then on Monday, I woke up to see the message that my account was suspended.
So here's what happened. TikTok made it so that Feroza couldn't access the app from her phone and took down the video. Many are saying this is because of TikTok's connections to China. Remember, it's owned by the Chinese company ByteDance. Feroza knew about those connections when she got on TikTok. She also knew that the Chinese government has a tight grip on what people there can say online. But she never expected that those rules would impact her, a teen, thousands of miles away in New Jersey. There have been other accusations in the past that TikTok censors videos that criticize the Chinese government, accusations the company strongly denies. They say that the way they moderate content here in the U.S. is not at all influenced by Beijing.
But that's not what former employees of TikTok say.
This is Senator Joshua Hawley, a Republican from Missouri, at a congressional hearing earlier this month. TikTok was invited to the hearing but didn't show up. And so Senator Hawley, facing the empty chair that had been set up for TikTok, brought up news reports that said that executives based in Beijing have the final say on what gets to go on TikTok, even if it's for users here in the U.S.
That's sure a different story than the one TikTok has told this committee. And that's a problem.
A problem because TikTok is super popular here in the U.S., especially among teens and young adults, and it's becoming a place where they learn about current events. So, for example, Feroza told me that when she posted that now viral video, that many teens replied saying it was the first time they'd ever heard about Xinjiang. As for that video, it is now back up. A TikTok spokesperson who didn't want to be recorded told me that the takedown was basically an accident. They've since apologized and given Feroza access to her account.
I don't think I really want to post on TikTok anymore, but at the same time, I don't want this to silence me. I will still spread awareness about these issues.
And she says there are plenty of other social media apps she could do that on. For The World, I'm Lydia Emanuelidou.